Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a very special non-event that's coming up that we're encouraging you not to attend. We'll share all the details with Stratford Symphony Orchestra, and joining us in the studio is Kelly Walker and Ray Harson with all the details. Kelly and Ray, good morning, good to see you.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
And we just saw you just recently at the United Way of Perth Huron for the Spirit of Community celebration. Kelly, you were performing, and Ray, you were there. What a great night that was.
It's a wonderful night.
Yeah. Great to hear so much recognition to people in the community, and amazing how many of them are younger than us.
Oh, stop.
Almost everybody.
But thanks so much for being part of that night. Now, we have a very special event, or non-event, you could say, with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra. What's happening or not happening, shall we say?
Well, we're talking about the Phantom Ball.
Yes.
It's been around for a few years, and we've been taking over ambassadorship-type role for the Phantom Ball.
Yes, congratulations.
It's a significant fundraiser for the symphony, and the symphony is a remarkable organization. Just unbelievable that a city the size of Stratford has this type of a symphony. We're community-oriented orchestra, but we're actually a symphony. When you look at our conductor and his experience and the musicians, we have some people that we've come on from Waterloo, Kitchener-Waterloo, and we know what's happened there financially, and the SSO, the Stratford Symphony Orchestra, is in great financial situation, and we have to maintain that,
yeah,
especially
exactly.
When you look at what's been happening to funding for the arts.
Exactly. So we have a Phantom Ball. So for anyone not familiar with this, how does this work or how it doesn't work?
A Phantom Ball is a ball that exists only in your imagination. You can have a table for one, or a table for two, or a table for four, or eight, or ten, whatever you want, $25 a table, you hear absolutely wonderful music, but it's only in your imagination. You can wear whatever you want, or nothing if you want. You could. We came one year in our bathrobes, and anyway, it's just an exciting, wonderful time in your head, because for a lot of us spend our time anyway, but this way you can spend time there and make money for our wonderful symphony orchestra.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
it's a charitable donation.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
A charitable order.
Yeah, and how can people make a donation or purchase tickets? They have now through till April 1st, is that right?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And, it's not coincidental that it happens on April the 1st.
Yeah, obviously. I was just going to say.
Best way is just simply to go to the symphony's website and go to the link to buy tickets for the Phantom Ball, and buy as many as you want, and they'll issue a charitable receipt.
Yeah. And this is the 19th season with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra, but upcoming it's going to be the 20th season, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Itself.
Yes. No kidding.
We have wonderful audiences when the reality happens, but we hope to have as wonderful an audience in your imagination, because that's a perfect way of attending. You don't even have to get in the car.
One of our greatest gifts of life is imagination, and that's where so much creativity comes from, and music, regardless of its medium, but especially here with the symphony. If we can take an evening on our own or with others in our imagination, take the kids, whomever, and with your imagination, just have a wonderful time at the Phantom Non-Existent Ball.
It's a clever idea. Kelly, for you, what would be a perfect Phantom Ball?
Oh, Vienna. Oh, yeah, Vienna. Ray and I were in Vienna last year, and we went to the concert halls and watched things, and so we had Mozart people dressed up like Mozart's orchestra, and we could do the same. I might do the same this year myself. I've worn costumes most of my life, and I could just dress up like the Dickens.
And Ray, for you, would you agree with that, or do you have a...
Well, I'm just thinking I better look out.
Fair enough.
Don't tell me what the costume would be. We had such a fun time doing the, what I'll call the commercial.
Yes, let's talk about the video. That was lots of fun. We'll share that on our socials and with our website as well. But for those who haven't seen it, you guys have a lot of fun in that video for sure.
Yeah, so we certainly did. It was a good afternoon.
Exactly. And that was, of course, with Craig Thompson and Ballinrand Entertainment, a great supporter and great partner with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. And, it was quite the magical video, shall we say.
It makes me think, in contrast to when Kelly and I did the one, well, this is 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, during COVID, the early days of COVID, we were coming up to April the 1st, and we set up the iPad and my old camera on a stepladder in our living room and made up the script, and it was a hoot to say, to see.
Yeah.
This was just looking at what we do over the last 4 or 5, 6 years in helping to publicize the Phantom Ball for the city.
Yeah.
You can imagine every year the costumes have improved. This year the festival supplied us our regal costumes. So I'm really wondering what in the devil we can do next year.
But you look great. So again, for those who haven't seen the video, we'll share it. But Kelly, you were dressed up very, very kingly, shall we say?
Oh, yeah.
Regal.
Regal, yes, oh, yes.
Yeah, I was the king, eh? King Kelly, and Ray was the jester, but his costume outshone mine.
Oh.
So you'll have to take a look.
We'll take a look. Absolutely. Phantom Ball, get your tickets, make a donation, and help out with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. Ray and Kelly, is there anything else we haven't covered or anything else you want to mention about Stratford Symphony Orchestra? You made some great points why we need to support Stratford Symphony Orchestra.
Well, thank you. And I think a concluding remark for me is just simply have some fun. These days, we need a lot more fun than we're able to have, it seems. So this is an opportunity to have fun and go to the ball and support the symphony.
Yeah, you bet.
I don't know whether I want to have a martini or a Negroni when we're doing this.
These are questions. You know, these are the questions that need to be asked. Absolutely. And Kelly, in terms of any other shows or concerts coming up that you need to plug?
Nothing right now. David Stones and I are doing some stuff, and I was hoping to have a spring show, but I might do a fall show with friends, and then I'm planning to do a benefit concert for Walkerton to help them establish a hospice.
Okay, very good. Ray?
And I guess for upcoming events, I think a couple of other concerts to keep in mind are, I believe it's April the 13th, where there's a Brahms concert, and then May the 14th, kind of wrapping up the season. Then I believe that's about a tribute to Hollywood blockbusters. It'll be really quite a fascinating evening, fun evening.
Yeah, lots coming up with Stratford Symphony Orchestra. StratfordSymphony.ca is the website. We'll share all the details on our socials and with MyStratfordNow.com. Get your tickets. Make a donation for the Phantom Ball. Kelly Walker and Ray Harson. Kelly and Ray, thanks so much for dropping in.
Thanks for asking us.